Hello everyone. Welcome back to Tenacity Training. I hope your day has been treating you well so far. Sometimes, though, life can feel like a pressure cooker, right? It's inevitable that we experience anger and frustration. It's a part of the human experience, a natural response to feeling overwhelmed or thwarted. But how we handle those emotions, that's where the real work lies. Today, let's talk about coping mechanisms for managing anger and frustration in a way that empowers you rather than controls you. Think of it like this. Anger is a signal, a loud alarm bell telling you something isn't right. It can be a valuable guide if we learn to listen. But instead of letting the alarm siren dictate our actions, let's equip ourselves with tools to understand the message and respond constructively. Often, we fall into reactive patterns, fueled by that surge of adrenaline and heat in the chest. We lash out, withdraw, or even become passive-aggressive, all reactions that can damage relationships and create more stress in the long run. But what if we could meet anger with a sense of calm awareness? What if we could transform those explosive feelings into opportunities for growth and understanding? Imagine this. You're feeling frustrated because traffic is jammed, making you late for an important meeting. Your heart races, your jaw tightens, and that familiar urge to yell or stomp your feet arises. Instead of giving in to those impulses, take a deep breath. Acknowledge the anger, but don't let it consume you. Think about it this way. You have the choice. You can choose to be hijacked by the frustration, or you can choose to observe it with a sense of detachment. Here's a simple practice you can try. Whenever you feel anger rising, focus on your breath. Count each inhale and exhale slowly, feeling the air fill your lungs and release tension with every exhalation. This grounding technique allows you to create space between the feeling and your reaction. Another powerful tool is reframing. Instead of viewing the traffic jam as an obstacle, see it as a chance to practice patience or even use this time for some quiet reflection. Listen to a calming song, meditate, or simply enjoy the moment without judgment. Let's break down some more specific practices you can integrate into your daily life. 1. The pause button. Before reacting to any situation that triggers anger or frustration, take a conscious pause. Count to 5 slowly in your head. This brief moment of stillness allows your rational mind to kick in and prevent impulsive reactions. 2. Expressing emotions constructively. Learning to articulate your feelings in a healthy way is crucial. Instead of saying, "You always," try expressing your needs directly. "I feel frustrated when this happens because." This fosters open communication and understanding. 3. Physical release. Anger often manifests physically. Find outlets for that pent-up energy through activities like exercise, yoga, or even a good dance session. Moving your body can help release tension and shift your emotional state. 4. Mindful observation. Practice being present in the moment without judgment. Notice the physical sensations of anger, the tightness in your chest, the clenching of your jaw, but don't get swept away by them. Observe them with curiosity and acceptance, like watching clouds drift across the sky. Let's take a few moments now for a guided visualization. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Imagine yourself standing on a peaceful mountaintop. Feel the cool breeze against your skin and the warmth of the sun on your face. Look out at the vast landscape stretching before you, bathed in golden light. This is your space of calm, a refuge from the storm within. Breathe deeply, inhaling tranquility and exhaling any tension or frustration. Feel the weight lifting from your shoulders, replaced by a sense of lightness and peace. Remember this feeling of serenity whenever anger arises. You can always return to this place of calm, no matter what challenges you face. You are capable of navigating anger and frustration with grace and strength. It's not about suppressing these emotions, but rather cultivating the wisdom to respond consciously. With practice and self-compassion, you can transform your relationship with anger, turning it into a catalyst for personal growth and resilience. Carry this awareness with you today. Remember, your calm is within reach. And remember, whenever those difficult feelings arise, take a deep breath, pause, and choose your response wisely. You are in control.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.